Hi, this is Logan Archtop Viper. How are you doing today?
Okay, how are you?
Doing all right. How can I help you today?
We live in Warwick, New York, and I was wondering if I could get a price on your fiber.
Yes. One second. Can I have the house number?
28, and it's Overlook, OVERLOOK, Drive, and that's Warwick, New York, 10990.
See here. He said overlook.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm just still scrolling through. There's a lot of addresses. yes, okay. It's Overlook Drive, right, Warwick?
That is correct.
And is this for a home?
Yes.
Okay, so the packages that we have, so these are the price not including if you were to do paperless billing, which would deduct by $5 to $10 per month. And also too, our packages include a free extender as well as your own router and modem that we'll send out with a purchase. So for our plans, we have a 500 megabyte fiber optic speed, which is $69.99. We have a 1 gig speed, which is $79.99. And a 2 gig, which is $99.99.
Okay. My question is the extender. So right now, so is that like a booster
Yeah, basically, you put
for
into the
that
side of the
house?
house. Yeah, you put into like a side of your house, your apartment, where internet is hard to reach or the signal is the weakest, and extends that signal.
Okay, because I want to make sure, because right now what we had to do, we have cable and or Optimum.
Okay.
Okay, and we had to buy these we have these like EEOS adapters in two rooms, so it gives us better coverage.
Okay. How many square feet would you say your house is?
2,000 square feet.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely recommend to have one or two extenders then.
Okay, so it only comes with one, though.
Yeah, you would have to, I think it's $7 a month, I'm pretty sure, if you want to do another one. It's $7 a month for another extender. And there's a free one that comes with the purchase, or like it's included in the package.
There's a free one that comes with it, and then if we wanted a second one, it'd be $7 a month.
Yes.
Okay, and any promotions going on now?
No promotions at the moment. The only promotions we have are with for paperless billing, so it would save you $10 a month. So instead of, say for instance paying for the 1 gig speed, which would be sorry, I cannot speak. $79.99, it would be $69.99. So it'd be $10 off every month.
Right. Okay. And then let me ask you a question. Do they go underground with the fiber, or how do they do that? Come into the
It depends if the line's already like with the poles. It depends if it's already going underground or not. It also depends too where your router and modem is. Like right now, like your router and modem, does the coax cable come from underground or does it come from above?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay. Well, what would happen was that either way, we would have a team being sent out. They would look at it, and I already see two from my end that lines are already put in as of, I believe, October. so lines already put in and everything like that. So they would just have to go in and set it up and put the coax and run it right through your right from outside and right into your modem, and that would be that. And you have your service.
Okay. Well, my wife is asking me a question that I don't.
Is it set up to your phone?
Oh, okay. When can we set this up for?
As soon as possible, whenever it's available. It said it didn't give me a specific time now, but because I have a couple like questions that you go through, like just to make sure you want to get the right plan, like how many people are in your household, how many devices do you have cameras set up, you know, just to make sure that you're not having any internet issues or anything like that.
Yeah, we have 3 people in the house. What other questions did you say?
Do you have like a lot of devices? Do you have like a lot of laptops, phones, cameras? Any sort of thing?
I mean, everybody's got their own phone, and my wife has her laptop, and my son has his PS5.
And Chromebook.
Gotcha. Do you have any internet problems now, like with any throttling? Like, do you get any slow speeds at certain times? Or do you just have slow download speed when you should have faster, like anything like that?
You know, like today, it's working very slow. On a normal basis, it's okay. It's not the greatest, but that's why I wanted to up the speed anyway.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you know how much you pay for now and what speed you should be getting?
Okay. Right now, we pay for... That's the thing. You guys are more expensive, I believe, right now. I mean, we pay $74 and we get... we're on the 500, and that includes the phone, too.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. So if you were to go through phone lines with Tier 2, it would be an extra $25 on top of the internet payment. So it is a little bit more expensive, but I would definitely say, too, because having fiber optic, like I wish where I am from or like where I am now, I have Spectrum. I pay $75 a month for 600 megabytes, but I have a lot of throttling issues with my internet because it's not, you know, like I'm in the middle of nowhere and all I have is Spectrum and I'm not a fan of Spectrum at all. But fiber optic is just so much faster, faster transmission rates, and just overall better consistent speed. But you said before you have which one, Optimum?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, it really depends on how many devices you have and, like, you know, if you game or if you do a lot of tasks on your computer or if you're just having, you know, if you just want to have enough speed that you know that you'll be future-proofed. But it's really up to the consumer. In my opinion, if for that type of household, I would definitely recommend between the 500 and the 1 gig. I think 2 gig is way for bigger households like what I have. Like I have 3 older brothers, 2 older sisters, so I'm like the youngest in the family, and I live in a big household, so. I definitely recommend the 500, the 1 gig.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? So you're telling me that right now it would be 79 versus 99, right?
Yeah, it'd
32.
Be
2.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be 79.99 for the 1 gig, and that's not including paperless.
Right. And then it'd be $99.99 for the 2.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I think that for the extra $20 a month, I want to go for the 2.
Okay. All right. Okay. And you're not switching over phone lines as well, right? You're not doing phone lines either?
No. I want to get our phone line with you guys because I don't want to, if I'm getting rid of Optimum, I want to get rid of them completely.
Okay, all right. And I'm very sorry, I keep muting my mic because I'm not sure if you hear, I have a bird in the background. Sorry if you keep hearing him. He likes to
talk
a lot.
No worries.
So we do actually have a promo code now that is $20 off the 2 gig, which I will apply. And then you also, too, you want the equipment, correct, that is going to be included in the package to be sent out, or do you want to use your own equipment?
No. I use your guys' equipment for now. Hopefully it's good.
It's good. I've heard good things.
Right, and that comes with it, right, the equipment?
Yeah, that's included within the package, yep. And you want, so the standard phone line is $25. Right. And the questions are, would you like to keep your current phone number?
Absolutely.
What is the phone number?
845-783-3675.
The last numbers were 6875?
The last numbers were 3675.
Oh, gotcha.
845-783-3675.
Okay, so sorry, I'm 845-783-3675, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Will you need any telephone jacks installed?
Well, doesn't it come through the modem?
Yes, it comes through the modem, yep. It's just if you need any telephone jacks installed. Location.
Yeah, no, we don't need any. What I'm saying, because right now we use... it's the same thing, am I correct, as Optimum? You guys, it would just come through the modem.
Yeah, yep. It would come through the lines in the modem.
No, I mean, so I shouldn't need any telephone jacks here in the house.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry, okay. it's just standard questions, just in case. And then would you like to add an additional phone line?
No.
Okay. So between the total amount between the internet with everything would be $124.98
a month.
Yes.
And actually, do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put on the extra extender so I have two?
Okay. Yeah. Also, too, I'm very slow at doing this because I just started here, so I'm very sorry about if I'm, all over the place.
Don't worry about it. Not a problem.
Do you own or rent your property?
Own.
Do you know if your wires are through the air or underground?
Do not.
Okay. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No, it is not.
What would you, for creating the account, can I have a first name?
Steven.
Last name?
Meyerson, M-E-Y-E-R-S-O-N.
Meyerson spelled M-U-Y-E-R-S-O-N?
That is correct.
Okay. Email for the account?
I'm going to give you my wife's email because she's more responsive than I am.
Okay.
And it's... Allie, A-L-L-I-E-R-O-S-E, the numbers 28@yahoo.com.
So just to clarify, it's Allie, A-L-L-I-E, Rose, R-O-S-E, 28@yahoo.com.
That is correct.
For the primary phone number?
Do you want me to give a cell number or the primary phone number of the number I gave you that we're going to port over?
Either one works. Whatever is your primary phone number that you want to receive notifications on.
Okay. 845-494-1347.
Just to clarify, 845-494-1347.
That is correct.
Okay. And how would you like to receive any future notifications? There is phone, email, and text message.
Let's email.
Okay.
Oh, and you have us set up for that paperless also?
I think once you create your account, you can go into your portal and create through there. I don't think I can do it through this. That makes sense.
Okay, because I thought you said that, right, because if we that, because that's going to reduce the bill by 10, I thought, right?
Yeah, yeah. So when, so you don't have to worry about that right now, because on the date of install, when they actually come, they won't, you won't be charged until they actually fully install it. And it's also recommended to not to leave your service provider until it's fully installed. So you don't have, so, you know, you still have service in between.
No, I understand that. And let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
On that. You guys take care of porting the number over, right?
Yes, I believe so. I can check with my supervisor just to make
sure.
You
guys, cause, and then, so in other words, the number will work even though we haven't canceled Optimum?
Yeah, yeah. The number will port over. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So just to clarify, for the internet is $99.99. The phone is $24.99. The Wi-Fi extender is $7.99. And the total MRC is $132.97. Just for the address, just to make sure, is 20 Overlook Drive, Warwick. The zip code is 10990. Make sure everything's all set.
Right. And there's two more questions, okay?
Yeah.
I saw online that they gave a $100 streaming card, too.
Yes, I believe so. I believe that would be sent through email. And if you don't receive it, I can put in a ticket for you and make sure you get that to your email.
Okay.
Make sure you get that promotion.
Okay. And you, does that include your, the other promotion, the $20?
Yeah.
You said that you had?
Yes.
Okay.
Also too, yes, it does, I can do the auto pay and paperless if you want to sign up.
Okay. Yes. Then I want to do that.
So auto pay paperless ACH is -$10. That would be deducted from your thing, from your total pay, or it'd be auto pay paperless credit and debit, which would be $5 off your bill. Which one would you like to do?
No, we're going to do, I have to go get it. Do you have a check by any chance, Al? Okay, we're going to give you the bank account information.
Okay, for the credit and debit or the ACH?
Yeah, no, for the ACH.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. The account, the ABA number and or the routing number is 026-013673.
Okay.
And the account number is 424-1455-743.
Okay.
And
name
the
on
installation's
the
free too, right?
Yeah, yeah. The installation is free.
It's either of our names. It's a joint account, so it's Allison and Stephen Meyerson.
Should I get both names or just one?
That's fine. You can do Allison Meyerson. It's fine.
Allison, can you spell that out for me? Sorry, just make sure I get it correct.
Allison.
Okay. And Myers
and
is spelled Muyers.
Muyerson.
You said Muy, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Sorry, I just like to check to make sure I'm correct.
No worries.
Is it checking or savings?
It's a checking account.
And you like to authorize the ACH direct debt payment. And then would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
You guys sent a like a postcard in the mail.
Gotcha. Mail. Do you have any details or information about your home that our installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location, such as like buried wires, septic tanks, etc.?
No.
Do you have any questions or comments for our technicians or service representatives?
Nope.
Okay. There, just making sure everything's good. Just for procedure, can I just list out my legal disclosure or the legal disclosures and everything like that, just so you know, for call purposes and everything. So at the time of your initial connection, your technician will determine the best way to connect to your service, and you may install a drop cable. The cable that connects to your home or for fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, and we will then help and coordinate for the cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you have a current provider, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend to our new customers wait until fiber services are installed and canceled previous to the current provider. The ONT gateway of any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days of termination of service. At the time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge it on return equipment to result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment if it's required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding your terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time and posted on our website, and including the requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration? Do you accept these terms?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. What date works for you that you would like the install to be done?
Can you give me an example of a couple dates first?
Yeah.
You have?
So starting from, we have the 9th through the 11th, and then we have the 13th going all the way until the 18th. We have the 20th going all the way to the 27th.
Yeah, so the 11th is a Saturday, am I correct?
Yes, yep.
Okay, let's do it on that Saturday. What are the time windows?
Okay, so wait, I don't know why it was showing the 11th was available. There's no time on the 11th. Let's check. Would you prefer it to be on a weekend or as soon as possible?
When is
the soonest weekend? And then when is the soonest time I can set it up? Either one.
Do you want the weekend to include a Friday, or do you want to do Saturday, Sunday?
It's Saturday.
Saturday, Sunday. The nearest weekend for Saturday that we have available times is January the 18th. We have a 8 a.m., 11 a.m., a 1:30 p.m., or a 3 p.m.
Let's do the 11 a.m.
Okay.
On the 18th.
Okay. January 18th, 11 a.m. It should be done at 12:30 p.m., so it should take an hour and a half. Just to make sure, the email I have on the account is alliee.rose28@yahoo.com. And for the phone number, I have 845-494-1347.
That is correct.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, I scheduled your appointment. You should be receiving a notification soon through your email or your phone. And yeah, that should be it. You're all set.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much again. Thank you for bearing with me as I'm new. So sorry for the slow process.
But, no worries at all. I appreciate it, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. You too. Hopefully the setup goes smooth and you enjoy your new service. But yeah, thank you again. Is there any other questions you have for me?
Not at the present moment. We're all good.
Okay. All right. So thank you for calling Archtop Support. My name is Logan. Have a wonderful day.
You too now. Bye.
Bye.